So let's review. The Mishnah discusses the three avodas of achatas ha'if as they pertain to me'ila. Malika, that decapitated the bird from the back of its neck. This is the equivalent of shechita of a behemah. Hazah, they waved the bird toward the mizbech, spraying its blood onto the lower portion of the mizbech. This is the equivalent of zrikas adam of a carbon behemah. There's no kabbalah b'haylach in an oif. Mitzui, they squeezed the bird against the mizbech, and its leftover blood flowed down the side of the mizbech onto the side, the foundation of the mizbech. Zok the Mishnah. Chatas ha'if moylem ba mishahukdusha. The is me'ila takes effect on the chatas ha'if from when the owner verbally consecrates the carpet. Nimlaka, hokshuli possible tful yamu b'mechutzi kippur mavalina. When the kohen does malika, the chatas ha'if receives a greater kedusha, the equivalent of kiddush b'kli, and becomes possible if touched by a tamei or if the blood or meat remained overnight. Who's a dama? Chayavn la mishum pigal naisiv a tamei ve'im b'me'ila. Once the kohen does hazah, the kapara is accomplished, and now the isurim of pigal noisim batami take effect on the basar. And there's no longer isur me'ila on the basar because it becomes permitted to be eaten by the kohen. The Gemara infers me'ila hu deleka avil isur ikka. There's only no isur me'ila on the basar, but one is forbidden to eat the basar, because the Mishnah is a case of basar shiyatza chutz mechitzasa. The basar went outside its designated area, in this case, the azar. And the Mishnah comes to teach that even though Rabbi Kiva holds Zrika Ma'elis L'Yaitzi, the Zrika accomplishes for the Basar, this applies only regarding Sreifa, as Rashi previously explained, She'enin Nisraf La'alta El'achatu Ubitzurase. The Basar in this respect is like Basar Kasher, that it is burned only after its designated eating time in which it became nicer. However, La'achila Le'meratza, regarding consumption, the Basar is possible and Asa B'achila. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion in the Mishnah's halacha hukshuli pasul b'tful yom. The Mishnah implies lipasul in ablatmu yelai. A tful yom only causes the basur itself to become tummy, but the basur does not transmit tumma further. In the Gemara, the term tummy means that it causes something else to become tummy to the extent that it also transmits tumma further. However, the term paisul means that it causes something else to become pasul, which means that only the object itself becomes tummy, but it does not transmit tumma further. Therefore, it is referred to as pasul. The Gemara initially assumes that this halacha is subject to the three-way machlikas regarding tful yom. A tummy that immersed on that day, he must wait until Harav Shemesh, sundown, to achieve complete tahara. Abishal says, tful yom tchila l'kaidish. Regarding kaidish, a tful yom before Harav Shemesh has the status of a rishon. Therefore, mitame kaidish. If he touched kaidish, it becomes tummy on the level of a rishon l'tumma and transmits tumma to others to become a sheni, and so on. Remeir says, sheni l'kaidish. Regarding kaidish, a tful yom before Harav Shemesh merely has the status of a sheni. Therefore, matamas ha-kaidish. If he touch kaidish, it becomes tummy on the level of a shlish l'tumma, transmits tumma to others to become a revi. Now, Remeir adds, v'faitzel es ha-truma, that regarding truma too, a tfulyim has the status of a sheni, and therefore, if he touch truma, it too becomes a shlishi, but is only called pasul because a shlishi b'truma does not transmit tumma further. And according to Rashi, Abishal agrees with Remeir regarding truma that a tfulyim merely has the status of a sheni and will only be paitzel es ha-truma. While the Chacham say paitzel es ha-kaidish and paitzel es ha-truma. Kibin the tavel kalshalei tuma einirak paisel b'chal dava af b'kaidish the pasul mashver v'lei tami. A tful yom before Harav Shemesh has a very weak residual tuma. Therefore, even regarding kaidish, he can only cause it to become pasul but not tami. Apparently, our Mishnah that says tful yom paisel b'lei matam as a kaidish is only the opinion of the Chacham. The Gemara explains that this not necessarily so. The Mishnah does concur with all three opinions because all agree that midday raisa tful yom paisel b'ein matam because the kalash tuma, the tuma was weakened by the tefillah. And the machlekes is only midrabbanan. My loss of a kaddishim. The Chacham added levels of tumah for kaddishim. And the machlekes is, what is the takan's Chacham regarding kaddish? Abishal holds shavina karishim. The Chacham gave it tful yom the status of a rishon that causes kaddishim to be metami. Remeir holds ka'ichel sheni. The Chacham gave it tful yom the status of a sheni that causes kaddishim to be metami. While the Chacham holds pasul mashvi, tumah loy mashvi. A tful yom only causes kaddishim to become pasul, but not to be metami. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes in the Mishnah's halacha, who's a dama, chayavn la mishum pigal naisiv atame. Prunim Arav says, mitzu chata sa'if einim ma'akif. The mitzu is not mandatory in the chata sa'if. And therefore the Mishnah states that who's a dama alone accomplishes kapar. While Rav Adam Bar Abba Marav says, mitzu chata sa'if ma'akif. The mitzu is mandatory in the chata sa'if. And therefore the Mishnah must be reworded to mitzu dama, and both hazah and mitzu together accomplish kapar. The Gemara elaborates that the machlekes is based on the following pasuk in Parsha Vayikra. V'yizim adam achatas al kira mezbeach, v'anishar b'dam yimotzei al yisera mezbeach chatasi. According to Rav Adam Bar Abba, the word v'anishar teaches they must make sure to leave dam to perform mitzvah. And the words chatasi that imply yikuva refer also to mitzvah. While according to Rav Huna, the word v'anishar teaches that if there was leftover dam, they perform mitzvah. And the words chatasi that imply yikuva refer only to hazah, but not to mitzvah.